This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. It's been a year since the Supreme Court ruled that detainees could challenge their detention at the Guantanamo Bay Naval Base in Cuba. As the anniversary approached, Republican and Democratic lawmakers visited that prison, and they returned with different ideas of what to do. Democratic Senator Ben Nelson wants to clarify the rules under which Americans handle detainees.
It's time that we find a way to provide definitional support, particularly for those who are required to detain them, to interrogate them, for the rest of the world to see that the United States of America takes this responsibility seriously and appropriately in dealing with enemy combatants.
Republican Senator Jim Bunning of Kentucky disagrees.
We don't need instructions on how to treat enemy combatants. We already have those. And we're doing just that to the nth degree in Guantanamo right now.
Now, that Supreme Court ruling 1 year ago did not change some basic facts. More than 500 detainees are at Guantanamo Bay, and most have been there without trial for more than 2 years. Here's a report from NPR national security correspondent Jackie Northam.
The Supreme Court decision in the Guantanamo case said that the more than 500 foreign-born detainees being held at the remote military base could have their day in court, an American court. The ruling essentially meant that the administration did not have the right to hold the prisoners indefinitely without explaining why. Michael Ratner, the president of the Center for Constitutional Rights, the organization which brought forth the case, says since that decision, habeas corpus petitions challenging the incarcerations have been filed on behalf of more than 200 detainees. But, Ratner says,
this is a year later, and we have yet to have one federal court hearing for any of our detainees in a federal court. The government has basically resisted, and in my view, treated the Supreme Court ruling more as a suggestion than as an order to them.
Ratner says a large part of the problem is that even though the Supreme Court ruled that federal courts do have jurisdiction over the Guantanamo detainees, the justices did not lay out any guidelines or make clear how the process was to unfold.
And what the government is now claiming is that, yeah, you got into the court according to the Supreme Court, but when you get there, the courtroom is empty. There's no constitutional rights that apply in Guantanamo.
And two district court judges can't agree whether the detainees do have constitutional rights. Appeals for those two cases are pending, a process which can eat up more time. Scott Sullivan, a lawyer with Allen and Overy, is co-counsel representing 11 Yemenis being detained at Guantanamo. Sullivan says the point of a habeas corpus petition is to quickly establish why the person is being detained. Sullivan says normally all the government has to do is say this individual was convicted of a crime on this date, sentenced this day, and that's why they're in prison.
But that's precisely why the government is having problems now. They don't have a conviction they can point to. They don't have any type of proceeding they can point to that says, you know, we have used all appropriate due process.
But the administration says the detainees have been given due process through military tribunals. The detainees were not given legal representation during the tribunals nor access to classified evidence against them. Brian Boyle, the lead counsel for the government arguing the Guantanamo habeas cases, says defense lawyers demanded tribunals. Once the Supreme Court granted that, they wanted something else.
They no longer want a military process. They want a full-fledged evidentiary hearing before a federal judge, something that, frankly, in historical terms, is unprecedented, something that's never been provided to enemy aliens detained by our military.
There's an increasing chorus of calls that Guantanamo be closed, that there be more information given about who the military is holding at the base and when they will be charged or released. Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld, speaking on Fox News Sunday, made it clear that there is no rush to let the detainees go.
There are some people who contend that it is tantamount to torture to keep people in without having a date when they can be released. I don't happen to agree with that.
Attorneys, angered by the lack of action since last year's ruling, plan a rally this morning in front of the U.S. Supreme Court. They want the detainees to have their day in court soon. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.
You can find some history and details of the conditions at Guantanamo Bay by going to our website, npr.org.